The guilty verdict for Abu Hamza, whose birth name is Mustafa Kamel Mustafa, followed a month-long trial before a jury of 8 men and 4 women. They found Hamza guilty on all 11 terrorism-related counts, including sending 2 followers to set up a jihad training camp in the U.S., dispatching men to help al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and providing hostage takers in Yemen with a satellite phone. 4 hostages died during a rescue attempt. 2 survivors testified at the trial, as did a convicted former al-Qaeda associate who appeared from Britain via a live television feed. Prosecutors also played video and audio clips of Hamza, in which he called non-Muslims pigs and justified taking them captive. The Egyptian-born Hamza testified in his own defense for several days. He denied having aided jihadists and said he had previously apologized for his extremist sermons. Karen Greenberg of Fordham University's Center on National Security said during the trial that Hamza appeared thoughtful, even scholarly.